You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Anna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Anna.
You sound bright and cheery. What are you up to today?
It's me and my husband's anniversary, so we'll be going out later.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
We're going to the Melting Pot for dinner, so
solid.
A nice dinner.
Solid. Sweet.
Chocolate fondue at the end, babe. Chocolate fondue at the end.
But be careful. Listen, the Melting Pot is so damn delicious, you'll tend to overeat. And if you guys are expecting any sexy time later for your anniversary.
Candle time, Jeremy.
Candle time. It might be difficult if you're both bloated, all right? Mm. So go easy. Go easy.
We have two kiddos, so they keep us busy to start with, too.
Couple questions. A, how many years married?
4 years.
Good.
4 is great. Okay. And then second question, well, I love to ask this. Where did you meet this guy?
I met him in high school, so. He's my high school sweetheart.
Oh,
were you
cute.
High school sweethearts, or did you just know each other and got together later?
So we met freshman year, but I didn't start dating him until senior year. So we are high school sweethearts, but.
Between senior year and when you got married, was there anybody else you went out with?
No, it was just him.
Is this technically high school sweethearts if you only dated for 1 year in high school? I feel like you have to date for all 4 to be technically qualified as high school sweethearts.
I would disagree with that.
I don't disagree with
that
at all.
I think if you date someone in high school and then you get married, you were a high school sweetheart.
Mm-mm.
There's no limit
this
on
is
how
1 year
you
in high school
together.
That you hooked up. You got to go for 4 years, and then you're high school sweethearts.
That's bogus.
That's
bogus.
I don't think so.
Just go ahead. First of all, my high school was a 3-year high school, so what happens to me? I get screwed
three
over because I couldn't have dated anybody for
no,
4 years?
No, you could have done it for 3 years, and then it would have been a high school sweetheart.
Besides, you need to be dating around in high school. You don't need to meet one person as a freshman and then stay with them for the rest of your life. You need to go out there and sample the wares.
Wow.
Exactly.
Jeez, pervert.
Pervert? That's not perverted.
You man whore.
No, that might be more accurate, but I'm not perverted.
You know what, Anna?
And Anna,
I'm
you
happy
cannot
for
be
you.
Agreeing with me because you've been with the same guy since your senior year of high school.
It's true, yes.
You didn't sample the wares.
Mm-mm.
That we know of.
Yeah. Well, but maybe. I don't know what kind of relationship they have. They might have an interesting relationship.
You
I don't
never know.
I don't know.
Pretty simple.
It's just a simple, regular old relationship.
We're basic.
It's basic love, 2 kids, going to the Melting Pot. All right.
Oh, you're so fun. We like you, Anna, but let's see if you can win this game called Rattle Off. You know how it works, right?
I do, yes. I'll try.
All right. I'm going to try something a little different this time. The way it works for people who've just tuned in, Anna's going to get a category, and she'll have 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples of that category. Anna, I'm going to let you pick the letter of the alphabet. Pick any letter of the alphabet you want.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's do an R.
R. I don't know why I was thinking you were going to pick R, and you did. 10 seconds. 5 cities or towns anywhere in the world. 5 cities or towns, not states. Cities or towns that start with the letter R. Ready? And go.
All right. Let's do Roxburg. Oh, my gosh. Red Rocks.
There's Roxboro. You could have said Roxboro.
I did. Yes, Idaho.
Roanoke. Yeah, Raleigh. Yeah. Rutrow.
Darn it. You didn't get it.
I'm sorry, Anna.
No, I can't. It's okay.
But you know what? Awesome. You got an anniversary at the Melting Pot to look forward to. So good for you.
Enjoy your smooches.
Have a good night.
Tell Josh that I know his cousin. He knows my cousin. Sorry. He knows my cousin.
This is weird and awkward.
Hmm.
Hey, she knows your cousin.
Did he go out with your cousin?
He knows my cousin.
Oh.
Did he go out with your cousin?
No, they did golf together in high school.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a great story.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Anna.
Okay,
go have a great... Okay, bye.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Right now, she's like, why did I even mention that?
I don't know, but now we, hey, now we know. We should have asked for the cousin's name.
Yeah.
Hi, Christina. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
We're excellent. What are you doing today?
Heading to work.
Okay. Which is... which is what?
I work for Ball up in Broomfield, so I do analyst work. So,
as in Ball Arena?
Yeah, as in Ball Arena.
We're familiar. Mm-hmm. We are familiar. We've heard it. Mm-hmm. We have all staff meetings there sometimes.
That's really
fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you say you do? You're an analyst? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm an analyst.
What does that mean? Like, what are you doing in your day?
So I look at the space programs and make sure that they're following all the government rules. So
is this Ball Aerospace?
Yeah, yeah.
Different Ball than
that's
what,
a different Ball.
That's a different Ball.
Oh, it's all owned by the same people. So
is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know
the aluminum people, the jar people.
The jar people is also doing the aerospace company. Hmm.
Yep.
Guess we should know that. God, are we in trouble now?
Oh boy.
Oh my God, we're gonna get hauled into the office in just a little bit.
Yeah.
You have no idea, Christina, what kind of tongue lashing we're gonna get today.
That's part of our company. We didn't know.
Yikes.
Well, I didn't mean to get y'all in trouble.
Yeah,
no, you didn't. We stepped in it ourselves.
Whoopsie
you were totally
daisy.
Innocent. We knew that. We're just kidding.
Just goofing.
We love the Ball Company. They're great. They got great people.
Yeah, they do. They're great.
So what do you
tell you? I will tell you that my wife has got a bunch of their jars up in the kitchen right now. In fact, I kid you not.
What is she pickling? Beets?
Look at this right here. What am I drinking out of right there, Jeremy?
A whiskey bottle.
I got the Ball.
He's got a Ball cup. He's a baller.
I got the Ball wide mouth jar thing I drink out of them.
Look at that.
It's very nice.
It's very subtle.
There, I just saved my job. What are you going to do, Jeremy?
I'm wearing ballroom jeans right now. what do you do for fun?
Well, not a whole lot, honestly. Really? We're kind of hermits, but we're building a koi pond right now.
You're building a koi pond. All right. That's
good for you.
That is fun for like one summer.
Yeah. We almost broke up over it. So
a lot of fighting, huh?
Fighting over koi. That sounds like a band name. Oh, that's great. I had a koi pond of sorts down in Castle Rock when I lived down there.
Mm-hmm.
And...
we had one growing up in our backyard, and I think it did. I think it lasted two summers before we filled it in with dirt and made it a flower garden.
Yeah.
It's a lot of maintenance, and they tend to stink after a while. And,
I didn't have that.
Yeah.
And the squirrels get in there and eat the fish and stuff. So
they do. Yeah, they get in there and splash around.
That's right. Those poor koi.
Christina, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
Sure, I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Okay.
Okay, good. 10 seconds. These can be past, present. We don't care. As long as we've heard of them. We have to have heard of them. Five members of the British royal family, past or present. Ready and go.
Diana, William, Harry, Meghan, Kate.
That is very well done. You're off.
Winner! Jolly good!
Who's your favorite?
Awesome.
Have you got a favorite?
Probably Kate.
I tell you what,
good
man.
Old Kate.
I got a thing for Kate, and I don't care who knows.
She's so charming. So
she's
delightful.
Just,
she's just very classy, and she's not technically real royalty, so I feel like, you know.
The way she carries herself is just so exquisite.
And she's got a sense of humor. She's got to be patient. I mean, she married William. I mean.
I know. She married the nose up in the air one, so.
The balding
one. Yeah, but you know what? Would Harry really have been? Harry would have been fun for a while, but he strikes me as such a loose cannon that I don't know if I would want to hitch my wagon to him. Would you?
I mean, I had a thing for him when I was like 5, but, you know.
You grew out of that, huh?
I've grown out of it, yeah. You know, he's a little bit of a party boy, so.
Yeah, that's funny. Listen, you are delightful. If you will please stand by, Josh is going to tell you about your Goo Goo Dolls tickets, and I'm going to play some Goo Goo Dolls in just a few minutes, so don't go away, okay?
Perfect. Hold on. Thank
there you.
Go.
Welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Look at this. Everybody was on hold, stayed on the line.
What is happening right now?
Dang, that's great.
Wow.
Here's Isaac. Isaac, good morning.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
We're good, buddy.
Well, we're having a good right. day. What are you up to today?
Do you really want to know, or are you just making conversation?
No, we want to know.
Have you heard the way we talk to people on this show? It's fodder for us to go all sorts of directions.
Yeah.
Yes, we want to know.
Just about 2 months ago, I started listening to you guys. So, I'm with the old ball and chain and my baby girl.
Yeah.
We're headed to a doctor because she might need some tubes in her ears because, you know, kids love getting ear infections.
Oh, that sucks.
Man, oh, man.
My mother-in-law has tubes in her ears, and it's, unfortunately, I hate to say it, it's not good. It's like you can't be outside in the wind or anything. It hurts. Oh.
Yeah, I think it's necessary because I had it as a kid. My oldest daughter has it, and now my little one looks like she's about to get it.
Well, runs in the family.
I cursed them, you know?
Oh, well.
Let's go back about a minute to the way you started by referencing, quote, old ball and chain.
Yeah, how's she doing?
You know, she's doing great. She's right here giving me the death stare.
Yeah, I would too. What's her name?
Yeah. Her name is Chanel. Like
Chanel?
That's a beautiful
Chanel.
Name. Why don't you just call her Chanel versus the ball and chain?
Could you do that?
I call her wife when we're on good terms.
Just wife?
Wife.
No.
Is she driving or are you driving?
I'm driving. I'm the
good. Good. Hand the phone to Chanel.
Sounds good. Hold up.
Okay, I will. No.
She doesn't want to talk.
Yeah. Why not?
She's embarrassed.
Too embarrassed?
She's embarrassed, I guess.
I was gonna give her the chance to kind of get some equal time.
They were gonna give you a chance to get me back for the old ball and chain reference. No, she's not really a public
she's not into it.
Like I am.
That's all right. No biggie. We don't want to freak her out.
Her.
Isaac, where did you meet her?
We actually met in San Francisco. I used to live in San Francisco.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, but what were you doing? Were you out at a bar? Where'd you meet her?
No, good old fashioned. I used to work down at the wharf at the Wax Museum, Madame Tussauds.
Yeah,
and, really?
I used to be the old person that sits you in front of the green screen, takes your photo, and sells you that same photo.
Okay.
That's what I did. And she was one of the guests. She was there with her best friend. She was actually on a work visa. She's originally from South Africa. So we kind of chopped it up about our origins, and next thing you know, she walked off. I took my lunch right away. I found her in the gift shop. Thank God for the gift shop. And then I gave her my number on a green Post-it. And the rest was history.
So let me get this straight. You were hitting on the customers.
Yes, sir.
Why not? Why not?
Good for you. Good for you.
You should always hit on the customers.
That's fantastic.
Not always. You gotta gauge the situation.
Oh, okay. You know? She looked like she was looking for love, huh?
What was it that attracted you to her?
Her pale skin. Love her.
All right. Very good.
Never heard anybody say
her pasty pale skin.
Yeah.
She looks like she's dead.
I thought she was English, and she shut that down real quick. She was like, no, sucker. I am from South Africa.
So, like, wow. Can't you talk her into talking to us for just a second?
I feel like it's a great story, but she's not really a talker.
She's not into it.
That's
all right. Babe, that's okay.
Listen.
No.
That's all right. Listen, we're going to take some other calls now, but Isaac, we've really enjoyed visiting with you. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Okay, buddy?
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
And all the best to your little one. I hope they feel better soon. Who's next? I think it's Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing today?
I am working.
Okay, which is what?
What are you doing?
I work for a car dealership as an office assistant.
All right.
Do you drive one of the cars from that dealership?
It is an older car, but yes, I kind of run the errands and do the tasks in the office. So, yes, I do still drive one of their vehicles. I got to advertise.
Sure. Well, and you're using their mileage, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Do they cover your insurance, too?
Well, it's their insurance, but yes. Thankfully,
that's
I drive
great.
Safely.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, even better.
Good for you. Where are you from originally?
Originally Utah, but here permanently now.
What brought you to Colorado?
My husband's job brought us to several states and then thankfully permanently in one place now here.
You're here to stay now, huh?
Were you born and raised in Utah?
All my life, yes.
I love Utah.
Well, so was my bride. I mean, yeah. Gretchen's from Utah, so. I'm sorry, what?
How many other brides do you have if you're from Utah?
Hey-o. No, Dom's not from there.
I'm not from Utah. But that's funny. Gretchen is from Utah. That's really funny. Although I got to say, I mean, Utah's got some very beautiful parts.
I
got
to tell you, I love driving through Utah because we have to drive through Utah to get to my father-in-law's house, and I love it. It's beautiful.
But she doesn't miss it one iota.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, Tiffany. Do you miss it?
I do miss it very much. It's beautiful. I know where all the hiking spots and camping spots are, and it's gorgeous there.
Green River is like a spot that I could probably live. Green River, Utah is beautiful. Yeah. So pretty. So
that's good.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tift, what do you do for fun? Do you have hobbies?
Oh, yeah. Movies, camping, hunting, fishing, all the outdoor stuff. Crafts. Lots.
Hunting and crafts. That's a fun combination.
You're covering a lot of bases, man.
do your crafts in blaze orange and your blaze orange vest?
You sound like you could be a pioneer woman in Utah from about 150 years ago.
Churning butter, making quilts.
I actually have done both.
Have you?
Yeah. Sounds like Utah. Yeah.
You're pretty bad arse, I'll tell you that.
We got to run. You're absolutely delightful. Thank you for staying on hold and visiting with us, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
See you later.
Have a great day. Hey, I should throw out a little reminder. We're still just about roughly 10 minutes away from giving away some Ed Sheeran tickets, so don't wander off. Abisola? Abisola?
Yes.
did I do it right?
Almost, but that's fine.
Tell us.
No, well, straighten me out. I want to get it right. What is it?
Abisola.
That's pretty.
Yeah. Thank you.
What do you do?
I'm a student at CSU.
Okay, what are you studying?
The Impact MBA program.
The what program?
Impact MBA. It's just Impact. MBA that focuses on sustainability.
Oh.
You don't say.
I do say.
That's great. What do you want to do with that?
What does one do with that degree?
Excuse me. You work in businesses that are interested in making the world better, whether it's through environmental initiatives, social initiatives, just really around ESG.
So you could work for the company that goes around and scoops up all the plastic in the oceans.
You know, I can do that, yes.
Yeah, you could do that. That'd be a good job.
I wonder if you should come to work for Slapshot Broadcasting. We could maybe put you to work doing some stuff. Do you want to work with us?
We're an environmental disaster.
Really?
Actually, we're saving a lot of energy here because half of our light bulbs are out in the studio. So we've been asking for months. We have track lighting with about 16 lights on it, and one of them works. So
that's not a lie, by the way.
And I'm not even lying.
So we are unintentionally green.
Yeah, we're green here.
We stumble into being an energy efficient company.
And half the toilets don't flush either, so we're saving water.
Oh, my goodness.
It's pretty bad.
Abisola, you should come in and talk to our management and set them straight. Mm-hmm. And how much longer you got with school?
Till December this year.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
Well, the countdown begins. You're going to have a big party in December?
I hope so.
You should.
Make it happen.
Okay, I'll say so.
Yeah. Listen, you could not be more charming. Thank you for taking the time for hanging out with your boys in the morning. We hope you have a great day, okay?
And you too. Thank you for always making me smile.
Aww. I love you. Thank you.
You just made us smile. What are you talking about?
The way she said that.
Save that audio, will you? That was sweet. Brittany, can you be as sweet as Abisola, or do you are you a little bit
more?
Oh my
gosh, yes.
Are you a little bit more coarse?
OMG, yes.
You a little bit more coarse and rough on the edges, maybe?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm fired up today, so I need somebody to talk to.
Are you?
Next.
Why are you so fired up?
What happened?
Okay, so first of all, last night my mom was sending a text message to her friend, but she was talking stuff about me, and I got the text message.
Can you say what she was saying? What was she saying about you?
She said,
Wait, Brittany, wait. I'm going to warn you right now, language, be very careful with your language during this entire conversation.
She already caught herself once, so I think she knows.
Okay.
It's her PG, but yes, okay. So she said that I was irresponsible because I left my dog in their kennel longer than 5 hours. When I watched The Dog Whisperer, okay, I read half the book before they took it off my Scribd app, and they can be in there up to 8 hours, and I stopped to get a chocolate chip cookie from McDonald's because I don't know, I had the munchies, and I get home, and I move back in with my mom. I'm like, you know, COVID happened. I stopped going to nursing school. So I got into real estate, and I'm just like, this would be a great time to go back. And I'm like, I can hang out with my mom. It'll be cool. But she's being a player hater because I wanted my cookies. And so now I'm looking for a place because I'm just so mad at her.
Why didn't your mom let the dog out of the kennel?
Well, and you know what? She did. There's like a little bit more to that. But I'm still shook. You know, I cook, I clean, I spoil this woman. And she was talking to, by the way, she's dog sitting for her friend who's in Greece, who is sick right now as well. And my dog was in the kennel. My dogs were in the kennel where they need to be. They feel safe in there. They're super cute. It's Chad and Coco. They're adorable. Huh. And so my feelers are hurt. So
what type of dogs are Chad and Coco?
Okay, so Coco, okay, she totally followed me home like 11 years ago. She's a little Chihuahua mixed with like a terrier. She loves to run around. She's like 14 years old now. Super cute, and she's in great shape. Okay. And then Chad is a Yorkie mixed with a Havanese. A Havanese is the international dog of Cuba. And when I found him, he was so cute. He was digging, trying to get out of the cage or whatever he was in. He was 50% off, 12 weeks old. So I'm like, get that little guy out of there.
How many cookies have you had this morning?
Okay, well, I have had a shot of Jameson because it did hurt me a little heart, but no cookies.
You've had some Jameson this morning?
Already. It's 9:30.
Read my shirt, Jeremy. What shirt am I wearing?
Is that a Jameson shirt?
I'm wearing a Jameson shirt.
What are
right
the odds? Got two alcoholics here.
Well, yes, I'm 5% Irish, so I have an excuse.
I feel like your dogs are small enough, they probably could be fine in that kennel for 5 hours. It's not like you're putting like a lab in there for 5 hours. It needs to stretch.
I'm on your mom's side. I think it's
a long time. That is a long time.
Yeah, I'm on your mom's side. The fact that your poor dogs are wanting out of their prison, but you're going to stop and get yourself a cookie.
Yeah, it's all about you, essentially.
You kids stay in prison a little bit longer while I go get some like wasted calories. What
I'm
do you think?
High.
I run 2 miles a day. I wanted a cookie.
Listen, and your mom opened her house back to you so you could move back in. I mean, you could be just a little bit more respectful to your mom. She's giving you a roof over your head.
She's gone on her trips. I watched those dogs day and night. So I was sad just because what she said, you know, she was talking about me and it got back to me. And I'm like, I wish you would, you know, it just hurt my feelings. And maybe you're right. But then also, maybe I should just get my own place so she doesn't have anything to
so
worry about.
So you can
about
torture your dogs without anyone giving you grief.
Yeah, I can leave them for 9 hours.
I can abuse my animals without my mom getting in my kitchen.
No,
poor little Chad.
She lives in Parker. She's quite nice.
Well, then why didn't your dog walker come over yesterday?
I don't know. She was probably in bed. What time was it?
Probably off getting cookies.
I needed my fix, okay?
Are the McDonald's cookies really good or something?
McDonald's has really good chocolate chip cookies. My favorite is Insomnia cookies. It's on in University, and then they have one on South Broadway. So
you're big on the cookie. You're like a cookie connoisseur, aren't you?
You better up it to 3 miles a day is what I got to say.
Yeah, it's going
to
catch up with you.
Hey, listen, we got to run. Yeah, stick around. We're going to be giving those away in a few minutes. So don't wander off, okay?
Call back.
You got to call back. So go put your dogs in the kennel and wait, all right?
You know, we're going to be giving Ed Sheeran tickets away for about the next 7 hours. That's plenty of time for you to leave your dogs in prison, okay?
Bye, Coco. Bye, Chad. See you tomorrow.
Brittany, we love you. Bye.
Bye.